Here in Washington, the Senate is set to vote today on legislation temporarily banning human cloning. Some lawmakers push for the ban following the recent announcement from a biotech company, Advanced Cell Technology, that it cloned early-stage human embryos. Over the past week, religious and political leaders have condemned the experiment, but the scientist and entrepreneur behind the company says he will carry on. NPR's Chris Arnold has this profile of Dr. Michael West.
Michael West is, by many accounts, an unusual, intense, and intelligent person who's followed a remarkable path to his place at the center of the debate on human cloning. Ironically, while fundamentalist Christians are among his most vocal critics, West himself sprang from their midst. In his 20s, he earned a master's degree in biology from a Seventh-day Adventist institution in Michigan and says he wanted to prove that biblical creationism had scientific merit. West says it was a personal and spiritual crisis when he instead realized that the theory of evolution was true. Then, one day when he was 28, in his hometown of Niles, Michigan, West was eating at a hamburger stand and looking out at the town cemetery when he felt another calling.
We talk about how Buddha sat under the tree and he had this revelation, or Moses was on the mountain. I had a flash of insight, a flash of revelation that changed my life. And it was, as I looked across the cemetery, I suddenly clearly saw 50 years into the future, and all of my loved ones were buried in that cemetery.
West says it struck him that human aging was the most challenging medical problem we face, and he decided to throw himself into studying it.
To try to understand how we grow old, and then maybe find a way of intervening in it.
West earned a Ph.D. in cell biology in 1989 and began finding investors for a new biotech company. One of the first was Miller Quarles, a wealthy Texas oil man who was looking to finance efforts to cure old age. Quarles, who's now 87 years old, says he wanted West to dramatically extend his life.
He decided to take the challenge, and he was going to start the company that was charged to try to cure aging, find why we age, and maybe double our lifespan.
In 1990, West founded a company to look for age-related disease treatments and named it Geron Corporation. The name comes from a passage in the New Testament in which Jesus discusses how a man who is old might be born again. Despite some eccentricities, experts give West high marks for his vision in founding the company, which went on to collaborate with top academic researchers. And by the late 90s, Michael West had become passionate about an emerging area.
The embryonic stem cell is a bit of a miracle in the laboratory dish. We've never seen cells that you can grow in the laboratory that can form beating heart muscle in the dish, or, you know, bone or cartilage and neurons from the brain.
West believed it would be possible to use embryonic stem cells to grow whole human organs from a patient's own DNA. These stem cells have to be harvested from early-stage human embryos that are destroyed in the process, making this controversial terrain politically and ethically. Mark Ratner is a writer with In Vivo, a magazine covering the biopharmaceutical industry. He says both the science and the business model are unproven as well.
The economics of these kinds of therapies are very unpharmaceutical-like. These are not pills that you can mass-produce, put on a shelf. These are very difficult opportunities for the pharmaceutical industry.
By 1998, tensions and differences had grown between West and Geron's management team, and West quit the company. Geron ended up securing important patents related to embryonic stem cells, and West went on to become the CEO of Advanced Cell Technology, a biotech owned by a major poultry company that was interested in cloning animals. In recent years, animal and plant cloning have become important in medical research and agriculture.
These are our first two cloned cattle, George and Charlotte.
At Advanced Cell Technologies headquarters outside Boston, Michael West is walking past photographs of cows his scientists have cloned. Researchers here just announced they've grown early-stage monkey embryos from eggs without the use of sperm. About a week ago, they reported the cloning of early-stage human embryos. Critics say the work was not published by a top scientific journal because the experiment failed. Some speculate that its release was a savvy attempt to grab publicity, which might help help the company raise investment money. Michael West insists he published the work for scientific reasons and says he's confident the company will have more compelling data to release in the future. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.